Gee, Vergus Falchuk with Gene Clark coming Luke Clask in a shot to the show. The meet Tom Cormack with you as always on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And as I always hope you can stay with us. And well, we've got a couple of interesting guests to for you to meet tonight. We're joined shortly by Brian McAniff, of course, Donegal's All-Ireland winning manager from 1992, the man that led Donegal to that very first All-Ireland success. And we'll be also joined by Joe Kernan, who, of course, led Armagh to that very first All-Ireland success in the Orchard County in 2002. Two men have got quite a lot in common, both as players and indeed as managers. And it just struck me, actually, as I speak, that both of them managed Ireland at international rules level. Joe, of course, the current manager. But just before we come to that, just to remind you once again, of course, if you do feel like calling in or texting us, we'd love to hear from you. 086 77 00 222 is the number, and you can text us, and we'd love to hear from you if there's any issue you wish. 555, sorry, Jimmy is correcting me. 086 77 00 555. Yeah, that's the number. Getting the thumbs up from Jimmy on that one. Beautiful evening, it has to said, here in the northwest, and well, as it was, it fits the climate and fits the time that we're in the heat of championship action, and big game coming up on Sunday. Donegal taking on Armagh and the Athletic Grounds. Donegal, the reigning champions, and Armagh, an emerging side under Kieran McGeaney. So a lot of expectations. And as I said, joined by Brian McAniff. Brian, first of all, delighted to have you again. And I know from reading your column in the Donegal Democrat and Donegal People's Press, you're wary of Sunday.
I'm very wary, Tom. I suppose it must be 18 months ago when I saw this new Armagh side emerge. It could have been a McKenna Cup match in Armagh itself. And I was very impressed with them, and that was justified when in the All-Ireland quarter-final in Croke Park last year, they put us to the pin of our collar. I think there was only a point in at the end, and we were very lucky to survive that day in Croker. But they're a side in Armagh that won't be easy to put down, there's no doubt about that, and I suppose going into the game, we have a level experience, and we have a very settled defence, and we have a game plan that's very hard to cope with for a lot of the opposition. But Kieran McGeaney is a wily fox at this stage, having spent 60 years down in Kildare and having worked under Grimley last year. He has a fair feel for what Armagh is about, and he's a winner as well.
Yeah, and he's really an iconic figure in Armagh, isn't he, as well?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. Like, I mean, so he was the captain when they won the All-Ireland, and someone asked me afterwards, and I had managed him both for Ulster and particularly for Ireland, and I said he's the most driven footballer I had ever met. He maximised just a reasonable amount of ability by keeping himself in peak condition and working very hard on his game, and that drove him on. But plus a great will to win, which I'm quite sure he's in this Armagh side on Sunday.
Yeah, and what is it about them that worries you?
They have a physical size. They would have a fair idea how we play our game, and they'll be quite content looking back on last year's game as regards how they can cope with the Donegal style of play. But they also have home advantage. But in saying that, I feel that we showed enough in Tyrone to say that if we build on that there, Tom, there's no reason why we can't come out of the Athletic Grounds with a win on Sunday. But it will not be easy. It'll be a very close game. It'll be quite a competitive game.
I know from talking to you a couple of times that you've been very impressed with the way things have gone and the, shall we say, the transition from Jim McGuinness to Rory Gallagher seems to have been a seamless one.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. They started off against Tyrone and probably the best football maybe of all time for Donegal since this new team came forward, and then unfortunately got caught with a sucker goal against Tyrone, and had they not got that goal, Tyrone, God only knows what we might have well won by. We were playing really well. It was slippery, difficult conditions, and our ball handling, our transfer of ball, our movement up front, and our work rate was unreal. But It'll take all that on Sunday again, Tom, and more to beat Armagh, because Armagh will be more competitive and stronger and tougher than Tyrone were.
Yeah. Having said that, people have been saying to me during the week, Donegal have a game under their belt. Armagh haven't played in a couple of months, and they were playing at a lower level as well.
There's no doubt that that's going to be of a great advantage to us, Tom. We've played Division 1 football, and Armagh will suffer consequently because we've been playing among the big boys, for want of a better word, and we've had a good league campaign, and that is an advantage. Plus, the game against Tyrone was quite competitive, and that again will be an advantage. Now, I know that there's quite a few of the Armagh lads, or some of the Armagh lads, Kevin Dias, Keelan Rafferty and Stephen Campbell, would have missed a part of the league campaign, and I know that Kieran McGinney is glad maybe if a bit extra time to get them out and about, and you know, club football is club football, but inter-county Ulster Championship football is a whole different ball game.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be joined in a couple of moments by an old foe of yours, and I know a very good friend of yours as well, Joe Kernan. And well, before we talk any further on the game, what's your own memories of playing Armagh, or you know, both as a manager and as a player, and I suppose first as a player?
My first game against Armagh was a fortnight after we won the minor championship in 1961 in Ballyshannon. At that stage, Armagh had lost the Ulster final to the Great Down team of 60-61 by a point. So it was an awesome thing going in as a young sub that day. But of course, when you're that 18 years of age, nothing seems a problem to you, you know, and I was delighted to get in there. But didn't succeed in conquering them that day. And ironically, my last real competitive match was against Armagh and the Athletic Grounds. Armagh went on to the All-Ireland final that year. And I remember late in the game cracking the crossbar, which would have given us at least a draw if I got the goal.
What year was that?
In fact, it was a sad day for Big Joe, because Joe got sent off that day. Himself and Big Griffin got into a skirmish, which was beyond Big Griffin, as you would know. And was sent to the line, you know, and maybe not with any great justification, because that wasn't the way that Joe played, but Griffin was an up-and-at-it footballer, and that's the way he played the game, you know.
Yeah, and what year was that?
1977.
Yeah, yeah. So they went on, they lost the All-Ireland to Dublin, I think, that year.
Yeah, they lost the All-Ireland final. They had a good set of players that time, and, you know, they were just that wee bit short of the breakthrough. But they had some great runs in the league that time. I remember Kerry were at their height, and they could never win up in Armagh. It was a fortress that stage, the Athletic Grounds, and that's my memories of them. But then worse still were the memories in the noughties, we call them.
Yeah.
Mickey Moran lost an Ulster final, I lost an Ulster final, and Brian McIver lost an Ulster final to Armagh. They were quite a bogey side. Joe would have been involved, I'd say, in all three of them. For them. And they beat us in an All-Ireland semi-final in 2003, you know, and I'd love to play Tyrone, But for a great block by this in relation to my own Conor Gormley, that might well have had back-to-back All-Irelands, even with the 14 men.
Mm-hmm. But obviously Joe led them to that All-Ireland in 2002, and maybe a lot of people felt at the time that maybe they underachieved that team. Won quite a few Ulsters, but just could never...
Yeah, well, they were unfortunate. There was a very good Tyrone side there at the time, Tom, that took three All-Irelands, you know, and that's the way it was. Like, you reflect back to the 90s. Derry and ourselves, Donegal and Derry, I would reckon were better sides than Down, but Pete McGrath took two All-Irelands to Down.
Mm.
You know, that happens, you know. They were unfortunate that Tyrone came to the fore at that stage and blocked their passage on a couple of occasions, but they were good enough to have at least another All-Ireland, there's no doubt about that.
Tato Egeista, Clash and Lore, Clarkham and Luke Classgale, a shock on a show, Radina Highland, and well, my special guest tonight is Donegal, former Donegal manager, and of course, well known legend of Donegal football, Brian McInniff. We'll be joined in a moment by Joe Kernan of Armagh, of course, who led the Orchard Counter to their one and only All Ireland success in a couple of moments' time. And Brian, what was it? Was there any difference about Armagh to any of the rest of the Ulster teams? Was there anything else different about them?
Well, I think, you know, we talked about this physicality and defensive football. You know, like, I really supported Armagh in 2002, but I was there as a spectator, Tom. I wasn't looking in through the eyes of a man involved in management, and got great joy with the two successes. But first of all, wasn't it Dublin in the semi-final and then Kerry in the final. And it was a great day for Ulster, and I got great joy. But I didn't think that come February the following year, we'd be playing them in Sean McCool Park in Ballybuffet. And I can remember Jerry McLaughlin asked me, coming off the pitch, what did I think of it? And they had these jerseys that were tight-fitting, you know, and they were big and strong. And young James Rowan from my own club was playing midfield. And the boys from Armagh were pushing him around like a rag doll. So I said to Jerry, in response to his question, what did they think? He says, this is kind of more akin to rugby league, because they were so strong.
We'll get Joe to answer that one.
And I says, they played to the edge of the rule book and maybe a wee bit beyond it. And I says, that's where it's at now, and that's what you have to measure up to. So when we met them in the semi-final, we were well enough prepared, but we still hadn't that physical presence that they had in the side those years.
But I think it was a physical conditioning rather than you know, than anything else that had them apart, I suppose, at the time.
Oh, yeah, but they had physical men in there that could put themselves about and took no prisoners, and there's no doubt that that had to be done, and that's the way they played it. And credit to them, because, you know, like, I remember coming back from Wexford way back in the early 80s with a very, very young Donegal side, and there was a record out at the time, Let's Get Physical. And I was speaking at a referee seminar in Donegal, and I said, let's get physical, but not dirty, you know.
Yeah.
Because our game was always that bit less physical come back in time.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted to see I'm joined by Joe Kernan. Good night to you, Joe.
Good evening. I'm
long on
the way here.
Yeah, well, before I ask you what the mood is like in the Orchard County, we suppose, first of all, have to give you the opportunity to defend yourself and Armagh against the accusation that you were more a rugby league team than a Gaelic football team.
Well, you know, sometimes you try and get an edge, and the idea jerseys, they were actually worn by England, the type of jersey worn by England in the World Cup that made them. The boys didn't get any faster, bigger or stronger, but just the jerseys made them look that way. So what we were trying to do obviously worked, because that's the way Britain's saying it. The boys hadn't changed any.
Yeah.
But I was laughing at Brian in the face. I remember leaving Ballybuffet, braving so many as a day myself. And maybe we just learnt over the years. But no, it was always a physical confrontation. That's what change of football is, you know what I mean? And every team gets a while to dominate, and we got a few years of dominating, and certainly this last few years we're paying for that. So it's Donegal's time now, and has been the last 4 or 5 years, fair play to them.
And I suppose the current Donegal team are no shrinking violets either, Joe.
Fuck no, wait a second. I love watching them play. You know, I wish we had a few of them in Armagh.
Yeah. And tell me, you mentioned there the English rugby team and the jerseys. And I know you took Armagh football and probably Ulster football at the time, yourself and Mickey Hart, to a new level. How influenced were you by, you know, rugby and other coaches, and how much did you watch that?
Well, you always look at different things. Who knew about these things and said, you know, we'll try this out and see how will it look on you. And, you know, you look good, sometimes you play good, and a bit of this mental for yourself to be more positive and know you're ready, and for the opposition to think that this team's even changed from what they were last year. So you try and work on both sides of the coin.
Anyway, looking ahead to Sunday, what's the mood in the Orchard County?
Well, being a father and an ex-manager, as Brian will tell you, I hear very little. But the only thing I know by Kieran and the players, that they will have worked hard. They've stayed well under the radar. And this is the first big competitive game for them. You know, Donegal will probably have the advantage of the first match against their own, which can work for you two ways. After a big match, you can there's not a bit of a lull. But to have that match under their belt, and they'll be a bit sharper. But I still believe that we have a great chance this time to turn it around.
Yeah. And what's that based on? Are you looking back to last year's quarter final, or are you looking back to the way the team has progressed under Kieran this year?
Well, last year I thought we played exceptionally well, and people said we should have won the match. I don't actually believe that. I never believed that. Donegal did enough on the day to win the match, that they had bigger fish to fry, which they obviously showed Dublin the next day out. But, you know, and we wouldn't have beat Dublin, that's a fact. But I thought our progression last year was enough to leave us in good start, or good stead to start off this year. Now, unfortunately, we started off in Division 3, and that was going to be the best preparation, but we've done enough to get out of it. We've had a lot of niggly injuries, and there's players like Soup Campbell that hasn't played any football at all, and if we need him on Sunday, you know, it's going to be a big ask. So he hasn't played. If we get our best team out, and if we perform, and I hope we're a wee bit more attack-minded, and we attack the kick-outs and put Donegal under pressure all over the field, I think we're in with a great chance.
Yeah, and you mentioned Stefan Campbell there. He was one of the youngsters that impressed in Croke Park in August, didn't he?
After a couple of years hard work, he really has blossomed into a great player, and hopefully he can regain that form now again.
Yeah, and what do you make of Armagh, of Donegal, and how are they viewed in Armagh?
Very much respected, and you know, it's amazing what the way they've. I'm standing here outside the Crossmead End pitch as I speak to you. And if you go back to that day when the Donegal team were humiliated in Cross, and that was the turning stone for them, from where they come here that day to where they've been this last 3 or 4 years under Jimmy and now Rory, you know, there's a difference in day and night. They're one of the top teams in the country. You know, they're still well able to compete at the top table, and they'd be one of the favourites for the All Ireland if they can get on a run, because they have the players to do it. Their inside lane is probably the best inside lane in the country at the moment. If they get the ball into Murphy, McFadden or McBrady, we're in trouble.
Yeah, and tell me, in terms of the squad, for what you do know, you mentioned Stephen Campbell. In terms of injuries, how is Kieran fixed?
To be honest, I'm not just saying because I'm on the radio. I don't know. There's two or three there. James Morgan will come back into the later on in the league. Kieran McKeever missed a fair bit of football too, but it's back. It's the old story. You know, if they're right, they have to produce it on the day. And if we're all going well, we're in with a good chance. And Armagh's a small pitch. You know, people say it won't suit us, it'll suit Donegal. You know, in the heat of battle, men stand up and men are counted, and both teams have those type of players, and I think it'll be close, yeah. Very close.
Tato, I guess the Gleeson Clark coming, Luke Glasgow, and a shocked on the show to meet Tom Cormack. You heard the voice there of former Armagh manager and, of course, now proud father as well, and of course also a double all-star with the Orchard County way back in the 70s. Just parking the game for a moment, Joe, and I know we appreciate you've come out from a meeting just to talk to us at the clubhouse in Crossmead Lynn, and in terms of your own memories of playing against Donegal, I was just looking back at the records. It's a decent enough one, I think.
Sometimes, what's the old age? My memories. I only remember the days that I took a bit of a that we took a bit of a hammering. But no, the matches against Donegal, they were always close. We had a few games in Armagh that were close, and we scraped home. But Ballybuffet was one of those places that you didn't want to go to. You know, I remember Michael Griffin shouting one day, "Come on ahead, Joe, come into the square." And he didn't go into the square in Donegal with Martin.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if you were joining us there when Brian was lamenting those defeats in the noughties against in Ulster finals, cracking games. But you come out, that was a very good spell for you when you were manager, and of course, obviously, your first All Ireland.
It was certainly, and I go back to the one in Clonus where Brian McAlinden in 1991, that Brian ran out and fingertipped the ball out wide, and Wee Martin, like nobody else can do, chipped over a 50 and we lost the match. You know, but that's what championship is all about. You know, who converts the mistakes, and I think in fairness we've both been on the end of defeats, and that's what makes it all the more intriguing this Sunday.
Yeah, and is there much excitement, much chat about the game in Armagh?
No, well, everybody's quiet, talking quietly, and then the big question is, you know, what will we do? We don't know, and that's the bottom line. Until the ball's thrown in, the one thing you'll expect with a Kieran Meaney team that won, they're going to be well revved up, they're going to be well motivated, and if we can perform as well as we're going to be motivated, then we're in with a great chance.
Yeah, Brian, Joe, I hope just if you can stay with, bear with us for another couple of moments. As well. Brian, obviously, Kieran McGeaney will have Armagh well revved up, but as we mentioned earlier, Rory Gallagher doing a good job, and Donegal will be revved up as well, I'm sure.
Without a shadow of a doubt, as Joe mentioned, or inside forwards, if they get the ball in half decent shape, like they're physically three big men, and Paddy McBrady is really setting into being very, very accomplished inside forward, so much so that Colm Anthony McFadden spent most of the time, as you know, playing out at the 50-yard line and give a very good performance, something I'd never seen him heretofore. But we need our half forwards producing a good deal more than the last day against Tyrone. We need McNeilish and McHugh there across the half forward line producing what they can produce, because it won't be easy there, and you'll need a lot of players standing up to the plate, because they have some excellent footballers. Kieran McKeever's missing that day in Croke Park, he's back. You have Charlie Vernon, Finian Moriarty, and then the old man Andy Mallon, he's a super footballer. And then they have that Aaron Finden in the middle of the field. Ethan Campbell and that, and a very good under 21 player, Kieran O'Hanlon, who's impressed me. And of course, the Aussie, Kieran Dias and Keelan Rafferty. I have to talk about Joe's own lad, and when I'm talking about that, and Joe, I know that you won't thank me for what I'm saying, but Aaron should still be playing football for Armagh. He was the man to give us the greatest grief in Croke Park last August in that particular match. Every time I looked up, he was probing and pushing forward and creating situations and scoring. He's a super player, and he's too young to be retired, but that's the politics of the association. Sometimes, you know, they get involved, and it's sad that this man's not playing at the level he should be.
Joe, I was speaking to a man today who shall remain nameless, but a man whose football knowledge I would certainly listen to, and we're talking about the absence of Rory Cavan and Leo McLoon from the Donegal setup, where Rory came on last year in that quarter final in Croke Park and had a significant role to play in the victory. You know, and I says, they're obviously huge losses. And he says, yeah, he says they are. But he says, Aaron Kiernan's a huge loss to Armagh as well. He dictated that day and really was the leader on the field. I know you're the father, and maybe it's difficult to put it, he's a big loss.
Oh, he certainly is.
You're leaders. You need leaders in the heat of battle, and certainly leaders to have a cool head. And certainly that's all the things he brings to the table. He supports players. He makes things happen. He'll get you score if you need it. So, unfortunately, sure, we'd all love to have him playing, but that's the decision now, and it's not going to be changed, unfortunately. But when he was playing, he never let us down. He always gave everything he had, and that was just typical of him. But from a club point of view, maybe he lasts a bit longer with the club now that he's not doing both.
Yeah, was it a case, you know, just maybe loss of slight bit of appetite, you know, because he's still a young man?
It's a bit of everything. You want people to have faith in you, and maybe there wasn't enough faith in them for him to do the job. And sometimes you're better away and be remembered for what you did well than maybe stay too long. But, you know, I'm watching him here at club training, and there's nobody faster. There's nobody does more work than him. And it's just disappointing. We'd all love to see him playing, but he's not there, and that's it. So move on.
Tell me, Joe, wearing your Ireland hat, I know you've been getting around the province watching the games and watching the championship. What do you make of it so far, 2015?
You know, there's been some good games, there's some bad games. You know, everyone's different, but I'm looking for a certain type of player that's going to be big, strong, mobile, who can kick the ball. You know, the art of kicking the ball hasn't been great in the GAA over the last few years, and that's what we'll be looking for. But then you also need the neat, tidy player like the Conor McManus, who's going to be able to get you scores from very little. So it's a bit of a mixture of everything. So, but kicking the ball is going to be one aspect of the game we're certainly looking for.
But looking at the championship overall, in terms of, you know, the runners and the riders, you know, people were talking Donegal, Armagh, Monaghan in Ulster at the start of the year. Maybe what Dublin, I think, are racing Cirtie and Leinster. Or I think that was the view. It's Cork and Kerry and Munster. Galway, Mayo play on Sunday in the West. And people are maybe talking a little bit about Roscommon. Have you seen anybody else maybe that's coming from the pack?
No, I think you're after naming them all, and certainly all those teams. You see, people try and judge teams early in the championship, and it's very, very hard. You know, when you get one or two games or two or three games under your belt, the form starts to come through, and the confidence, teams growing confidence after a couple of wins. So it's certainly going to take two or three games before the championship really warms up. Provincial time, you really see the team that you could say, here, there's a team that can win the All-Ireland.
And is it still down to a handful of teams that can win it, in your view?
Well, you know, you're definitely saying Dublin, Mayo, I think, to a lesser extent, Monaghan to a lesser extent, and yourselves in Donegal. So, you know, there's still four teams, I would say, that would be the ones that you would be, who could tick the boxes.
And finally, before we let you go, Brian, as a former international rules manager, any advice for Joe? I'm sure you've been tic-tacking on the phone already anyway.
Not really. I have not. Joe's well fit to measure up to that. But I tell you what, if you're looking for a water boy, I'm your man.
For the trip to Australia?
Yes.
he was one of the first people to phone me, you know, to congratulate me on getting the job, and said it was a great honour, and, you know, that's Brian.
Look at Joe, thank you indeed. The line is beginning to go there, but thank you very much, and we might have a chat on Sunday, but the best of luck to you anyway, and appreciate you joining us tonight and taking time out from the club meeting.
Cheers, Tom. Thanks very much.
That's Joe Kernan. Before you go, Brian.
I was just going to say, Joe's chairman of Cross and I'm chairman of Bundoran.
Right.
We seem to be following each other's footsteps.
Both of you managed the team. Both of you won All-Stars, managed your counties, the first All-Irelands, managed Ulster, managed Ireland,
yeah,
and chairman of your clubs, right?
Yeah, it's great to see Joe back involved in the club, because he's a good guy.
Do I get the feeling there, reading between the lines, that Aaron Kernan just didn't lose the appetite?
No, he didn't, and you know that as well as I, Tom. I think that last year management didn't handle him well. Then somewhat, maybe it's not the proper word, but demeaned him somewhat by not starting him and leaving him on the bench. And he was, as you can see from the All-Ireland quarter-final, he was the best man on the pitch that day. On both sides.
Right. Anyway, back to Sunday, the Athletic Grounds,
it gives Armagh definitely a 2 or 3 point start, there's no doubt about that there. But as Joe would have alluded to, they would play Division 3 football, we play Division 1 football, we've a game under our belt. My only worry would be that we make it our Ulster final, the game against Tyrone, but I don't think so. No, I think the boys had enough in hand that day, and I'm quite sure Rory has their feet firmly on the ground. Donegal will win what will be a tense, tight battle by maybe 3 or 4 points.
Yeah, it's from what we're hearing, I think, with the exception of probably Darragh O'Connor and Daniel McLaughlin from St. Michael's, I think Rory has a fully fit squad to select from. Do you expect any changes?
I don't think he'll tamper too much with the team. There's a settled look in the defence, whether he starts Thompson because he hasn't been at home this year or not, that's a matter of conjecture. I always like Michael Henney in the middle of the field. He's got a physical presence. And then the inside forwards pick themselves. Who will put across the half-forward line, whether he's going to start Christy Toy or who he's going to start across it, is a matter of conjecture at this stage. But no matter who he starts, he's got the people on the bench to come in, and that's what's important.
Yeah. So you're going for a tight Donegal win, are you?
A tight Donegal is going to be tight, it'll be tough, and it could be feisty, for want of a better word. But I think Donegal have the wherewith, the physical strength, and they know how to win.
Look at Brian again. Appreciate you joining us, and best of luck, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Look forward to that, Tom.
Yes, Brian McAniff. And before that, we spoke to Joe Kernan. Of our apologies about the line there with Joe, it was coming and going, but he had dropped out from a club meeting and he was watching club training there as well. So we appreciate him coming out and speaking to us. And of course, Donegal and Armagh in the Athletic Grounds on Sunday is an Ulster quarter-final. It's the last of the quarter-finals in Ulster. The winners of that tie will play Derry in the semi-final. Derry had a very impressive performance last week, maybe narrow enough win against down in Celtic Park, 12 points to 11. Many people felt it maybe should have gone to a replay, but certainly Derry will pose a big opposition for whoever wins on Sunday. And the losers on Sunday will play in the first round of the qualifiers against either Wicklow or Meath. They play on Sunday as well in Park Thailton in a quarterfinal in Leinster. So that's about it. Just to remind you again, Rory Kavanagh will join Oisin Kelly on Sunday for live commentary from the Athletic Grounds. From me, Tom Cummick, from my special guest tonight, Brian McAniff, and before that, Joe Kernan, to Jimmy Stafford on sound, Gujian Shachlan, Johuggin, Slánagas Bannacht.
Broadcasting throughout the Northwest and across the world online, this is Highland Radio.